الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام الأتمان الأكملان على محمد رسول الله الأولين والآخرين وإمام الأنبياء والمرسلين والشافع المشفع يوم الدين. أما بعد، حياكم الله يا الأخوة والأخوات إلى هذا اللقاء في ورشة العمل المسمى بورشة العمل الدعوية. Dear brothers and sisters, welcome to this workshop which is started by Dawa Workshop. In this workshop we are going to go through a series of topics, and the main purpose of it is to give the idea of how to offer the da'wah to the others on their different backgrounds, and we try inshallah ta'ala to focus on what is found in the Quran and the Sunnah in regard to how to approach the people on their different beliefs and backgrounds and understanding to the deen. But before we begin, we'd like inshallah to hear from some of the audience, the brothers here. What do they have? Or what is their understanding of the da'wah? What is the understanding in regard to the da'wah? Now, let me just invitation to Islam. Rather, according to a particular way. Something. Say again?
From some of the best words or tools in the back of the
Quran. And then bring the first part. You need to raise. Okay, you are reciting the, you are talking about the verse. Okay, so you want to say that it is the best speech. Okay. Allah. Anybody else? Anybody want to add something, to bring something different? I need this because this is my fuel in going on the topic, because I want to know you understand how I can work from that level. All right. All what is said is not far from what we are going to talk about. In fact, it is to invite to Islam and to the understanding of Islam. As Akhil said, Abdullah said, according to a particular interpretation of Islam, to him said the best speech, Moses said to invite to worship Allah. That's all correct. But when we talk about da'wah, who, or I'll come to that later, but when we talk about da'wah, we talk about the individual itself first of all. The individual, yani, he must yani, be up on this, that thing that he's coming to, yeah? Not to be like the Yahud, where Allah remember saying, Ya Bani Israel, اذكروا نعمتي التي انعمت عليكم واني واوفوا بعهدي وبعهدكم واياي فاتقون وامنوا بما انزلت مصدقا لما معكم ولا تكونوا اول كافر به ولا تشتروا باياتي ثمنا قليلا واياي فارهبون. نعم وإياه فاتقون. And then Allah Ta'ala said يعني on the continuation of the آيات Allah Ta'ala said as in the آية number 44 the continuation of this آيات وَلَا تَمْشُوا الْحَقَّ بِالْبَاطِلِ وَتَكْتُمُوا الْحَقَّ وَأَنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ وَأَقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَآتُوا الزَّكَاةَ وَارْكَعُوا مَعَ الرَّاكِعِينَ وَاسْتَعِينُوا عندنا الله تعالى سيد أتأمرون الناس بالبر وتنسون أنفسكم أتأمرون الناس بالبر وتنسون أنفسكم وأنتم تتلون الكتاب أفلا تعقلون. So أتأمرون الناس بالبر shall you call people to the piety while you forget yourself, you don't call yourself to. And this is one important topic when we talk about da'wah. The successful da'wah, which is based on sincerity and based on that the person begins himself with it, start with himself. As Allah Ta'ala said, no. By the way, you can't stop me any time. I'm a solution. Ayah 44, Surah Al-Baqarah. As Allah Ta'ala also said, in previous ayat of this, يا أيها الذين آمنوا قوا أنفسكم وأهليكم نارا كما in the earlier آيات فإن لم تفعلوا ولن تفعلوا فاتقوا النار التي يقودها الناس. ولكن في الآية الأخرى قوا أنفسكم وأهليكم نارا. عليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. من يذكرنا الآية في أي سورة؟ يا أيها الذين آمنوا قوا أنفسكم وأهليكم نارا. أي سورة؟ أظنها في المنتحنة. أظن أنها في المنتحنة. الشاهد أن الله عز وجل يعني the important thing is that Allah Ta'ala mention first in regard to دعوة the da'i himself, the one himself. As Allah Ta'ala said, all you who believe, protect yourselves and your families fire. Now, you better reach it. سورة التحريم آية 6. سورة التحريم آية 6. يا أيها الذين آمنوا قوا أنفسكم وأهليكم نارا وقودها الناس والحجارة. All you who believe, save yourselves and your families from the fire whose fuel is man and stones. Now Allah Ta'ala is saying, all you who believe, save yourselves or protect yourselves. Allah began mentioning yourselves and then your families. As Allah Ta'ala said to the Prophet, وَأَنْذِرْ عَشِيرَتَكَ الْأَقْرَبِينَ. So the person, the da'i, should start with himself and his family. As it says in Shura Ayah 214, Allah Ta'ala said to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, وَأَنْذِرْ عَشِيرَتَكَ الْأَقْرَبِينَ, and admonish your nearest kinsmen. So in that ayah, قُلْ أَنْفُسَكُمْ وَعَلَيْكُمْ نَارًا. In this ayah, admonish, in this ayah, وَأَنْذِرْ عَشِيرَتَكَ الْأَقْرَبِينَ. Which one? Shu'ara. Shu'ara 214. Now, إذن هذه روايات الدعوة. These are the priorities of دعوة. Priorities of دعوة. Today's topic is دعوة workshop. What do we need? What do we expect from this workshop? Everyone has come looking for something to know about. So, what do we are expecting from this workshop? Let me take notes of what you expect so we can. Now, Abdullah. Okay, particular form. To okay, to different people. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Yeah, anybody else? Yeah, okay. Say it.
The correct way.
To know the correct way.
And what to avoid.
Okay, so to know the correct way. And what to avoid.
I would, no.
struggle in southern Nigeria, and it's very difficult.
How to give dawah to the jahil teacher? Yeah, what's the jahil? Yeah, who thinks that he is, yani, he knows that he's Abu Nuri, isn't it? Right? No, practicing the normal duties of Islam. But not the rest. Okay. Turning away relatives. How to give dawah to a turning away? Relative. Huh? And cavalative. So you're talking about relatives, mainly. Okay. Yes. Ah, see.
How the prophet can get out.
Excellent. How did the prophet? Give dawah. Is that? Yeah.
There was some important things to do to ask. Yeah, the most important.
So the brute is there. Okay. The brute is a dawah. That's good. Any others? Yeah, I'm sure. Brothers. One of the two, you expect to know in this workshop the proper understanding of Aqidah or the proper understanding way of how to approach people, how you may think that they are wrong. Because you know, we are not going to go into the issues of knowledge, like we teach the proper Aqidah, teach the proper Fiqh and dispersity, and because this takes time, and that's what we are doing in the other days. Like we have now Aqidah Tahawiyah running that teaches you what is it right, what is wrong. But in this workshop, we're not so concerned about giving you the knowledge itself, but how to convey the knowledge. First of all, how to figure out if what the people are up on wrong or right. And then, first to analyze it, whether it is wrong or right. And then, how to prescribe the proper remedy, if I would say. Proper remedy to this. Let me just give you one example. The young man who came to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam asking permission to commit zina, he knew that it is forbidden, it's haram. He knew that it is haram. But he had a desire to do it. So he came to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Now how did the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam deal with him? The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam dealt to them in a way that he absorbed it. Now, or he absorbed his eagerness and desireness. So he started putting it in a way. He did not say, how come you say that? Even if he said it wasn't to be wrong, but better way. In a better way. So, about this workshop. We're not to give you the rules, but we are trying to give you our experience how to approach people. And I may bring you some of the experiences that I've been through, whether positive or negative. I'm even going to give you some of my negative experiences, because, yani, to be honest, everyone at the beginning of his practicing is so eager, and he sees people going to Jahannam, and he wants just to, you know, but give you one of mine. When I practiced first, before practicing, I was a young man, a very young lad. I used to watch TV. Now, when I started practicing, I decided not to watch TV. I used to come to my father's house. I was there, but I was living. So when I come, they are playing the TV. First thing I do, my father is sitting, my mother is sitting. First thing I do, I go, put it off without saying nothing. And immediately my father starts fighting again. But then, by the time when you learn the Sunnah, when you hear the Hadith and come across the Ayat and like that, and you, main thing, you go with the ulama, they come see how they act and react, you learn that. You find that this was not the correct approach. It doesn't necessarily mean that you always need to be soft, but I mean that's one thing that we are going to talk about maybe tomorrow or the afternoon, which is the wisdom. What is the wisdom? How to obtain it? How to be? Yeah. So that's what we are going to talk to, inshallah, in these coming sessions. We're going to go through it, inshallah, today, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and lastly Thursday. Probably Thursday, I may spread this some type of course, not to. Not to evaluate the just for me to see the how beneficial was the workshop. Yeah? Okay. So inshallah, we've got some observations here, inshallah. We'll take it into consideration and in terms of giving the doubt. Why is da'wah necessary? Just tell me, why is da'wah necessary? Let me say this. Huh? It's right. Da'wah is necessary, say it. To save people from fire. Huh? Anybody else? Nobody knows why it is necessary. That sounds interesting. Now, the next is Ahmed? Ahmed. Yeah, Ahmed. I can't hear you. Really. Command of Allah. Like it. Of Allah. Spread Islam. Good. Is your name? Nasruddin. To spread Islam. What I'm saying? To
follow the
prophet. To follow the prophet. I'm saying it too. But what do you mean to follow the Prophet? What do you mean by to follow the Prophet?
All of the other Prophets tell me exactly what you need to do.
No, but I'm not asking why we give da'wah. I say why it is necessary to give da'wah. No. What's your name?
Isa.
To? No? To clear the misunderstanding? So let me just divert the question a little bit. Why do you want to give down? Why do you want to give down? Let me just first, what you said first?
To clear
out. Nuri. To enjoy the good and forbid the evil. So then we are appeal. Say something. Why do you want to put down? So you want to spread the power to save people from fire. That's what you said?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, that's okay. Anything else? Absolutely.
Yes, but
that was
entirely.
Excellent. That's, I like it. You say me? To get better society. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, first of all, the da'wah, the duty of whose? Prophet, isn't it? Allah Ta'ala says, مَا عَلَى الرَّسُولِ إِلَّا الْبَلَاغُ. And in ayah 95, مَا عَلَى الرَّسُولِ إِلَّا الْبَلَاغُ. That's upon the message that's to convey, to convey clearly. Now, and we all know that the messengers of Allah, have inheritance. Their inheritance are different from our inheritance. Who are the inheritors of the messengers of Allah? Nasruddin. Who are the inheritors of the messengers? The companions? Right. Scholars? If we would say scholars, of which time or sect or what, then how are we going to categorize these scholars? So they are so those are, Abdullah is saying that those who are calling or using the same methodology, using the same methodology of the prophets, right? Anything else? What's your name? Huh?
Abdul Malik.
Abdul Malik. Yeah, Abdul Malik.
I think the prophet inherited the knowledge.
Yeah, because they are the inheritors, huh? That's what you want to say. I'm asking, who are the inheritors?
Who are they?
Yeah. Aqil here said, what did he say? The scholars. Were we with it?
Yes.
Okay, so scholars. Anything else you think? The inheritors are? No.
Those who take the
prophet's
and
down. Okay, they are the scholars. And here are the scholars. They are the ones who are taking this. Allah told Surah Al-Imran 187. وَإِذْ أَخَذَ اللَّهُ مِيثَاقَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ لَتُبَيِّنُنَّهُ لِلنَّاسِ وَلَا تَكْتُمُونَهُ. Allah said, and remember when Allah took the covenant from those who were given the book, that you shall bring it out to the people and you never hide it, you never keep it hidden. Now who are those who took it up? Also, the Kitab is not special for the Yahud and Nasara. Now, what the Kitab here is a question to the ulama during the life, during the time of Bani Israel and after. Yani from amongst Bani Israel and from this Ummah, they are all also Kitab. Yani the meaning here, the general meaning, is the ulama. The ulama from Bani Israel and from this Ummah. Because this does not mean that only Bani Israel, so the ulama from this Ummah can hide it. You know? The ulama from this Ummah also cannot hide nothing from the book. They had to fix it. But when we say they hide nothing from the deen, it does not necessarily to say what you know at any time. As in Sahih Bukhari, Imam Bukhari quotes a chapter in the book of Ilm. He titled it by if the alim teaches some people the hadith but, and then he brought number of hadith from the hadith of Abu Huraira, where he said that I collected from Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam number of hadith, or two containers of hadith. One, I spread it. The other, if I spread, this would be split from this. This would be split from this. Meaning, it would be kept. He did not hide it. But he did not give it to anybody, to everybody. It should be given to the people who can understand. As Ali radiallahu anhu said, حَدِّثُ النَّاسَ بِمَا يَعْقِلُونَ. Speak to the people with what they understand. أَتُرِدُونَ أَنْ يُكَذَّبَ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولَهُ. Do you want that Allah and His Messenger made liars? Yeah? Because if you speak to somebody with a type of speech which is higher than his level, you're going to corrupt him. You're going to corrupt him. So you have to be careful when you speak to people. You'll be corrupted, damaged. And the purpose of messengers is to guide, not to corrupt. As Allah Ta'ala said about Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا مُبَشِّرًا وَنَذِيرًا. وفي الآية الأخرى رحمة للعالمين. وما أرسلناك إلا نعم. هذا سورة الإسراء آية 105 وما أرسلناك إلا مبشرا ونذيرا. We have sent you not but as a carrier of glad tidings and warnings. And also in سورة الأنبياء 107 الله تعالى said وما أرسلناك إلا رحمة للعالمين. ما أرسلناك إلا رحمة للعالمين. We have sent you not but as a mercy to the whole world. Now, and if he is a mercy to the whole world, how can we be rough with him? But if he is not going to be rough with people, how can we exercise jihad? Look at these things. Today, two men, why we need da'wah workshops as well? Because many people today jump on the shoes of the ulama. One group started touring around the world giving da'wah without any, and they ignore the jihad and Amr Ma'ruf. We just talk about why our terrorism. No, jihad is not terrorism. Jihad is one thing and terrorism is another thing. What is seen today under the name of jihad is terrorism, but what is mentioned in the Quran and in the Sunnah is not terrorism, because that is based on the rules, rules and conditions of Islam, as Allah Ta'ala said, as the Prophet said, as the Sahaba said. Now, but what is being used today is a type of yani misachievement on the earth. Now, those who call to Allah without knowledge, they are misachieving the Ummah. They are misachieving the Ummah. Now, and there is another group on opposite of them, on the opposite of these ones. They only call to a certain group, which is jihad, jihad, jihad. But both teams forgot the main source of light, which is knowledge. HP. Alaykum salam. As I say always, when the Muslims had the best time without bothering, was a war, first Abyssinia. And when they went to Abyssinia, they did not cause any trouble. And then went the king of Abyssinia to accept Islam. When Ja'far radiallahu anhu recited Surah Maryam for him, or before him, and he realized that this is not a matter of, you know, crafting or, you know, this achievement of the world, as Amr ibn al-As said to Najashi, because Amr was kafir that time before him. Now the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam migrated to Medina. Did the people, did the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba come to Medina? No. Medina wasn't conquered, but Medina was given the da'wah gradually and slowly to Islam. Yemen, same thing. Yemen didn't come to Islam by fights and fighting, by jihad, but it came by ilm. Because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent Mu'adh ibn Jabal, Abu Musa al-Ash'ari, Ali ibn Abi Talib, all are teachers. And he gave them the curriculum of what to teach. And he said to them, he said to Mu'adh, for example, let the first one of what we're going to talk about mean La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasul. And when they understand it, when they implement, it's not yani, conveying the message is not to just throw something and go. Nah, make sure that the people understand it. Make sure that people understand it. Simply because, as the Prophet ﷺ said to Ali radiallahu anhu, لَأَيَّهْدِ اللَّهُ مِكَ رَجُلًا وَاحِدًا خَيْرٌ لَكَ مِنْ حُمُرِ النِّعَمِ. If Allah guides even one single man through you, this will be for you, better for you than حُمُرِ النِّعَمِ was the most valuable thing to the Arabs at that time. And he himself also said in the other hadith that the example, the problem that he can make of his with the non-Muslims that he is calling and the others, I mean Muslims calling to Allah but with aggression, is the example of a man who lost his, not lost, who his cover was tethered. His cover was tethered. So it's now escaping and becoming yani wild, setting not anybody to come closer, and everybody is trying to yani come from a side to catch it for that miskin man that is coming. But the man looked at them and found that they are only chasing the camel away by doing that. And he said to them, will you please take my camel for me? I will know how to pull it down and bring it down. Then the Prophet said, that is mine and yours. But it's not always and just is. He gave other example. He said the parable of me and you, meaning all people, is a parable of a man sitting by a fire and the butterfly is coming. No, butterfly come usually for light. Wherever light is, butterflies come. Figuring not that this is a fire, not light only. So when they come, their bodies are very thin, very small. Even from high distance, still they're gonna burn. So he said, I pushed them away from the fire. That's the example of you. You are pushing the people away from the fire. But how? Not pushing them away to make them collapse and fall in the fire. I'm pushing away in a nice way. Pushing them in a nice way. As if I said and gave the example of the camel and the man. Yeah? So, in one hand, we need to give da'wah. In the other hand, we need to be gentle with people to give da'wah. When we say give da'wah, in one hand we need to give da'wah, it means we don't expect people staying like that. We don't say just let people go to hell, up to them. Nah. Even if we give da'wah to someone and he at the beginning does not accept it, it does not mean that we lose hope and let him go to what he wants to do. But to try and try and try. As you hear the hadith that the Prophet gave the problem of that man who was coming and chased away from him, he tried to bring it down. So Allah Ta'ala said that. And the reason Allah Ta'ala said that is that no one to have any proof against Allah on the day of resurrection. saying that, no one came to me. Saying that, no one came to me, Akhwan. As Allah Ta'ala said in Surah An-Nisa, Ayah 165. رُسُلًا مُبَشِّرِينَ وَمُنْبَرِينَ لِأَلَّا يَكُونَ لِلنَّاسِ عَلَى اللَّهِ لِأَلَّا يَكُونَ لِلنَّاسِ حُجَّةٌ بَعْدَ الرُّسُلِ لِأَلَّا يَكُونَ لِلنَّاسِ حُجَّةٌ بَعْدَ الرُّسُلِ. So Allah Ta'ala sent the messengers to be a proof against all people. As Allah Ta'ala said about Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَكَيْفَ إِذَا جَئْنَا بِكَ فَكَيْفَ إِذَا جَئْنَا مِنْ كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ بِشَهِيدٍ. Surah An-Nisa Ayah 41. فَكَيْفَ إِذَا جَئْنَا مِنْ كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ بِشَهِيدٍ وَجِئْنَا بِكَ عَلَى هَؤُلَاءِ شَهِيدًا. How then if we brought from each people a witness, and we brought you as a witness against them all, against all. So they are going to be witness, witness of what? That the messengers come. Yeah? So then we have to know that we have to make sure what we convey in the proper way. That's why such a type of workshop is conducted, to give the da'wah in a proper way. We're going to give examples for everyone to give da'wah, and everyone can give da'wah, everyone can give da'wah, but everyone in a certain way to certain limits. Yeah? We finished this, why da'wah is necessary. What is da'wah? We did what is da'wah? Yeah, we did it. Who can give da'wah? Who can give da'wah? We spoke about it roughly, but we're going to speak about it yani more deeply. Who can give da'wah? Every Muslim. Every Muslim can give da'wah. But, based on the knowledge you have, yani if you have either one of the questions, bend it one or the ayah. Yani if you have one ayah, and you understand it, you have the knowledge of it. The knowledge is not to have the ayah. The knowledge is to have the understanding of the ayah, the proper understanding of the ayah. So if you have this ayah and you have the proper understanding from it, then why don't you convey it? Why don't you pass it? It's not to live to wait until you become alim, big alim to pass. No. Musa said, "Balligh anni walaw ayah." But you be careful not to say nothing which you don't know. Now, this is one important, really highly important thing. What if people, and they will. What if people give you questions while you are giving them da'wah of what you don't know? And they will give you. Shall I respond to every question followed it? Imam Malik, rahimahullah, Imam of Dar al-Hijra, a man came from Morocco, and it was sent from Iraq. But either way, and he came to the Imam in Medina. He said, "Ya Imam, I have questions for my people." He said, "Okay." He started saying the questions. He started asking the questions. And he gave the Imam 40 questions. The Imam answered only 4. He said, "Imam, what should I tell the people?" He said, "Tell them that Imam Malik said he doesn't know the answer." Simple. And imagine now, Imam answers 4 out of 40. What do you know, a common man how many questions a common man should answer?
Minus 40.
Exactly. What the question is, yani, to answer their questions? I'm sorry. He said, "I'm sorry, I don't have the answer, but I liked the way one time I was in Brixton, Brixton Mosque, Brixton Ibn Taymiyyah. I was sitting in the office in the morning, like 10 o'clock, when an Arab man came, who was young, black British, black English man, with chains, he's Christian. He met him on the coach, on the bus, carrying the Bible, reading it. This Arab, Muslim Arab, said to him, excuse me, gentleman, should I not bring you a book which is better than this? He said, yeah, if you have, and they have it. He said, okay, the next bus station is next to a masjid. Can we go together? And this man does not pray that much, but he knows that there is a Muslim there. He said, yeah, we'll go. So they both came while I was in the office with the brothers. Salaamu alaikum, as I said. Then the Arabian man said that I met this man, this, all the story. And I brought him here to get the Quran. Then I said, okay, akhi, shall I tell you the story? Shall I not tell you the story of Adam? He said, yeah, come to me, no problem. I said, you know Adam, so I know Adam. You know Abe, I know Abe. And then I started from there. In about half an hour of time, the man immediately accepted Islam. I told him that, look, it's sin, it's not killing, it's not that you accept to go tomorrow and reject, no. It's something serious. He said, I understand that. I want to accept Islam. If it is like this, I want to accept Islam. I said, okay, I'll give you a book. I made it to say the Shahada. Alhamdulillah, and I told him that these chains, after he made the Shahada, I said, look, in Islam, you're not allowed to wear chains. He said, okay, and he said, yes. So you have a girlfriend? He said, yes. I said, in Islam, you should not have a girlfriend. You can't marry her, or you leave her. You can't have a girlfriend. He said, well, I'll call her if she accept Islam, I'll check her. If not, I will look for her. SubhanAllah. Who is earning the reward of this man now? That man. What did he do? He only spoke to him nicely in a good way and brought him to the center, the man became Muslim. He didn't do nothing. I don't want to give you all the ideas of the book. Is it time for salah? Huh?
5 minutes.
I have some stories like this from the land. It's not stories from potato, but it's real stories. Man in Saudi driving a very old car, on the back windshield he wrote in English, French, Spanish, Tagalog, "If you want to know about Islam, just stop me." A guy who can speak English, he's a guy in English, so he can speak English. So he saw this car, then he came to the man parked aside. He came down and salam alaikum. The man, even he doesn't look at the sheikh or spoke to the man has full Arabic, he's Arab, and excuse me, do you speak this language? I mean, Arabic even not that good. شدعاك كم جرح جدا الزهول تنا برسم عندي كم برسم عاشي يتطلق من الفرق أبن الفرق يعد بعض أبو الإسلام one in English, one in French, one in Spanish, one in Philippine. He said, once anyone stopped me, I ask him, talk like that. English? That's the only word he knows in English. English? He says, yes. He give him. No, he says, French? No. Like that. And he give him what? The profession. By that, see how much dawah he gets. See how much dawah he gets. Clever. He doesn't have the ilm as an alim, but he had the meal, the proper meal. Proper meal. Now, what is the issue? Where the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, appears or not. Look to Nuh. 950 years and his people mocking him. إِنْ تَسْخَرُ مِنْكَ فَإِنَّا نَسْخَرُ مِنْكُمْ كَمَا تَسْخَرُ. If you mock us, we'll mock you as you mock us, he said. So they mocked him. They mocked Ibrahim. They mocked Shu'ayb. أَصَلَاتُكَ تَعْمُرُهَا أَتَعْمُرُكَ أَنْهُ. They mocked Shu'ayb. They mocked Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. They mocked Muhammad. Right. Yeah. And I don't think that it goes to the physical aggression. Okay. Curse your mom. You know what the people did with Musa? They said he's Adam. They said he's Adam. Adam means that he doesn't have the minhag. One day the Prophet was sitting with his companions and said, رحم الله موسى لقد أولي بأكثر من هذا فصبر. When he was, you know, we remember in Uhud, the kuffar broke his head and broke his teeth. And he was bleeding. And when he was moving, he said, رحم الله أخي موسى أولي بأكثر من هذا فصبر. He was harmed by more than this, but he was patient. This way, da'wah, is the way to the Jannah, is the way to the highest rank of Jannah. But it's not an easy way. Not an easy way. It is a real, real difficult way. It's a way surrounded by a lot of difficulties. Believe me, you can't imagine it. You can't imagine it. I myself gone through many like this. Many like that. You've spit, someone spits on you. Someone, yani even curse Allah, curse the Prophet, curse. Now here, that's what we mean by this course. How to deal with these things? Inshallah, Adhan. Inshallah, Ta'ala, in the coming days from tomorrow, we're going to, inshallah, talk about it. الله أعلم وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه. Those who we took their names try to be, everybody is invited, but everybody is invited and invited to participate, not to just sit silent. And those who participated today, may Allah Ta'ala reward them and all as well. Please make sure that you come regularly. So inshallah we take the benefit and share.